This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on in to the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head to BetRivers.com and get yourself set up with an account and get in on the action today. Taylor, it is take two here. Of course, Taylor Wilson, my faithful co-host, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, our man in Bogota. I'm Tom Viola. And take two, as we said, couple streaming errors yesterday. The show was literally unusable, so we are back again today to get it right this time. But Taylor, let's start off talking about, we are back with a full-on slate this week, my friend. No more midweek, no more international break. It is a pure, unadulterated MLS schedule, and it comes at a great time because guess what? I am officially in the black. Last week, 3-2 for plus 1.12 units. And that's going to cap off a fantastic week, 35-44, my overall record, up 0.22 units. But we're in the black. We're trending in the right direction. Taylor, you had a good weekend as well.
In the green, 2-2 plus 0.7 units. You know, it was one of those weeks. It was extremely reduced, right? We only had three games in the weekend and then we got into the midweek. It's been a weird scheduling thing for a couple of weeks. Had just an RSL Vancouver weekend, which is all anyone ever needs from MLS, right? Just the one marquee matchup a couple of weeks ago. But we are back, like you say, into a full slate. And this is the fun part of the summer, Tom, because it's a non-international tournament summer, right? We had the Euros last summer. We have the World Cup because of FIFA in a November tournament this year. So now, okay, like across the sports landscape, it's time to focus on MLS. What else you got going on? Let's get into it. There's tons of, just from an entertainment standpoint, great games this weekend. And I would say a pretty fun betting slate as well, Tom. So I'm really excited for this one.
That's right. It is going to be a lot of fun. Let's get right on into it here. The first game is probably the marquee matchup of the weekend. Seattle versus LAFC. The Sounders, they are plus 118 at home. LA plus $2.15 road dogs and the draw plus 250 here. And Taylor, look, Seattle had a midweek game. They got the points they needed in a 4-0 win against Vancouver. This game could come down to the wire. But I'm getting more than 2-1 now on LAFC, who have been able to bring their offense on the road just fine. They've got the league's second best road XGA this season. Seattle, they've been very solid defensively. And the Sounders at home, they are always a tough out, but I am going to have to take the best team in the league at more than 2-1 and take my chances in the spot.
I don't blame you there. I mean, I think it's worth noting you may not get that price again for LAFC literally all season. I don't know how many spots you're going to be getting that kind of a plus price on a team that you and I probably both agree on is the best team in MLS. We know how this thing goes in terms of matching up the great regular season teams with the great playoff teams. Usually those things don't add up, but we'll see what happens in the playoffs. For now, LAFC, they've been banging in goals. They have the best expected goals numbers on the year. And Seattle now in this post-Champions League run is back in form, getting a big 4-0 win over Vancouver this time out. They're now officially averaging 2 goals a game at home. I like the over market, Tom. This is the first thing that I was looking at here. I'm going to be a little bit more conservative with some of these overplays this week. The question for you, viewer, for you, listener, is how aggressive do you want to go here? You could go over 3. Heck, you could even go 3.5. My read on this is probably like a 2-2 draw, Tom. I think we're getting 4 or 5 goals in this game. A reminder, big clash MLS games tend to go over. It's a little bit different than when you're betting a big Champions League knockout game or even a big Premier League game where you're usually expecting a little bit of caginess. MLS, you throw that out the window. And this is absolutely a big marquee game. It's a national TV game on ABC on Saturday to kick off the weekend. Two of the most fun teams and fan bases across this league. Those are the types of spots I like going over just as a general broad rule in MLS, Tom, and especially in this spot. All the numbers point to these teams scoring goals like crazy. I'm just going to choose to go more conservative. I'm going to stick with that true 2.5 number going over at minus 148. I wouldn't blame anyone for going over 2.75, even over 3, where you're getting a little bit of that true push protection on the 3 number. But I think you probably get to 4 goals in this game if you want to go all the way and try and over 3.5 at a plus price. I wouldn't blame that either. But, you know, I've decided a couple of weeks ago, as I've shifted my MLS betting strategy a little bit with good results so far, Tom, to keeping things more simple for myself. Less, you know, fewer single game parlays, fewer kind of this team to win with both teams to score, this team to win with an over kind of plays, more conservative over plays as well. That's the case in this game. I know it's not the sexy move necessarily for the viewers and listeners, but I'm just going over 2.5, laying a lot of juice. I get it, but I like this play a lot at minus 148.
I'll tell you what, I'm 1,000% joining you on this. Over to be getting 2.5 goals in this game, I really, really do love. We have a great shot here, like you said, at a goal fest between two high-powered offenses. Seattle's definitely found their legs. Only laying minus 148, I'll probably put more than a unit on this over. I'm completely with you. I also like LA, but I fully agree with that play there. The next game up is the other LA team, the Galaxy. They are taking on the Timbers here. They are minus 143 on the money line as home favorites. The Timbers plus 335 on the road and the draw at 310. And I will tell you what, Taylor, I really wish that I could take Portland in this spot, but I just can't. What we talked about them preseason and during the beginning of this season saying, okay, they're off to a bad start, but you know that this Timbers team, they'll find their legs, they'll start getting it going, they'll figure it out. They have not done that. Yeah. 1 win, 3 draws, and 4 losses on the road, a -6 goal differential, 3rd highest road XGA in the league. The defense does not travel, a 3-game losing streak, and a 5-game winless streak on the road. LA minus 150 here is the conservative play. LA -1 is 116 if you want to get aggressive. And also take a look at the over. LA routed Austin 4-1, and all 3 of their last 3 home games have gone over. This could be a pretty good spot here for the Galaxy.
So I apologize ahead of time. This is my first and only just full throw the hands up, no play of the week. And I'll tell you why. I just don't really like the numbers here. I think in a vacuum, the Galaxy makes a lot of sense. I fully agree with your assessment of Portland. This is a team that's won 1 game in their last 9, you know, not fully healthy. I will concede that, but you could say the same for really half of MLS at this point. It's not a good team. And I think we all expect, like, we've seen slow first halves before from Portland and they grow into the season. There's still a hint of that expectation across the league, but less and less every time this team goes out and plays. They can sometimes muck up the game a little bit, add in the, you know, the studs up tackles and the cards, and maybe that rattles the Galaxy enough to get a draw or something like that. I just don't like the Galaxy price in this spot. You know, maybe I'm not giving them enough credit, but do we know that the Galaxy are a great team yet? Maybe they're a good team, but this is the same side that's, you know, beat an LAFC and smashed Austin, as you mentioned, Tom, but they also got absolutely thrashed by Houston Dynamo 3-0 at home, right? They have 3 home losses and they're 7 at home so far this year. That's enough to worry me just about a maybe kind of MLS being MLS type of result here for me not to take the minus 150. In fact, I'd probably rather take the Galaxy at -1. You get push protection there and you're getting a much better price at around minus 115. But I don't really love that play either. The over, I think, is, if you're going to do anything, the move here. Portland has been a very hard team to figure out on the totals. Earlier this year, the Galaxy were kind of a team that you would lean under more on. Their last 8 to 10 games, they've been more of an overside. So I wouldn't hate that. They're figuring out their attack a little bit more as the season goes on and they bring the attention away from just kind of like, let's pass the ball to Chicharito. They're getting a little bit more nuanced in the attack. And I do think they probably find a way to win this game, Tom, but I don't like the numbers. And for that reason, I'm completely staying away here.
There we go. I don't blame you for this. This just seems like a spot that it's don't overthink it to me. Yeah. Galaxy can get it done, but it's MLS. Anything can happen on any given Saturday night. The next game up is the New York Red Bulls versus Toronto. Red Bulls -305, Toronto 750 plus 750 on the money line as road dogs here. 420 is a very lit tie price. Toronto has conceded fewer than 2 goals on the road exactly once this year. Yep. And that was to Vancouver. New York Red Bulls, they're too prohibitive of favorites here. If you want to throw $10 on Toronto, I mean, $15 is winning you over 100. My math is terrible, but I know that much. I don't blame you. Why not have a small lottery ticket? But this game should go over 2.5 goals. Even if you need the Red Bulls to do all the work, they should be able to get it done. This could be a 2-1, 3-0 kind of game. You risk it falling 2-0. If you want to take a team total price on the Red Bulls, that might be the way to actually approach this game. I'm trying to look here for a good price because I honestly just thought about that now. And you could get over 2.5 by the Red Bulls at plus 133. If you adjust the slider to 1.5, you're minus 250. That's prohibitive. So maybe ignore me there on the team total, but I'm going over in this game.
The thing with Toronto is they have scored 10 in 7 away games. So there is a real possibility they at least help you out with a goal. I read this as like a 3-1 Red Bulls win, something like that. But we are in full agreement, Tom, on the over. It's another one. This is going to be a trend for me this week. Spoiler alert, I'm laying a lot of juice on over 2.5 because I think there's a lot of great spots for that this week. It's a conservative move, but it's a conservative move that pays off a lot in this league, especially on a slate like this week where there's a lot of bad defenses playing against attacks that I have some faith in. That's exactly what this spot is. I have a little bit more confidence than you do, I think, in Toronto maybe helping out with a goal. Either way, though, on a 2.5 number, you're in pretty good shape. I think we're going to be pretty safe there. I also looked at both teams to score. That comes in at minus 106, but I don't have that much faith on Toronto to need them to find the back of the net in this spot. You mentioned it. They're averaging more than 2 goals a game conceded away. That's the third most in the Eastern Conference. This is as bad of a defense as you're going to find in the league. And, you know, the Red Bulls are a weird team still. Like, they went to the Vortex that is Charlotte and lost that game. They're still not a great home record team. We both kind of think they're going to figure it out as the season goes on. This is a game where you absolutely have to prove that you're going to figure it out. The books, though, are all over that. As you mentioned, a -3-something price tag. I don't really want to take a spread number either. So I'm just going to go over 2.5. It's in the minus 160s. It's a lot of juice. I may or may not have an over parlay later in the show, Tom. We'll talk about this. May or may not be involved as a little tease there for those sticking with us here. But I love the over here.
I could not imagine what that over parlay might be. But the next game up here, the Union versus the FCC. It is a battle of it is a battle of bureaucracy here, as FC Cincinnati has won 3 of 4 on the road, but they were to Chicago, Minnesota, and Toronto. They lost 4-3 to Montreal their last road trip out, but they've gone over in 3 of those 4 games. The Union, they're the total opposite. They sit as minus 165 favorites in this game. Since he's plus 450 on the road and the draws at plus 280. And Philly can't find a win, but they're unbeaten in 6 of 7. I'd hazard a play on the FCC at plus half a goal at plus 138, but this is only a lean game for me. Philly could get the win here. I don't see Cincy getting the full win, but at plus 450, I wouldn't blame you for trying. But I think that I'd rather be on Cincy with the draw than a draw no bet or an actual outright draw play. So I'm going to go FCC plus the half goal here.
Philly's kind of choose your number in terms of this trend. They only have, I mean, you could make the argument they've been Portland in the last 9. They only have 1 win in their last 9. You mentioned it, though. So many of those are draws. So they have this unbeaten stretch going. They have 7 draws in MLS so far this year. That's by far the most in the league. That's not a play I necessarily despise here in terms of looking in the draw department. The problem is Cincinnati has not been a great draw team. And part of the reason is because they kind of still do ship goals, which is usually not a great result for the draw. It's a lot harder to get a 4-4 draw than it is to get a 1-1 draw. I think this matchup's interesting. The best pressing team in the league, Philly, against an attacking team in Cincinnati that is kind of as good of a chance creation team as you're going to find. You look at the key passes numbers, the expected goals numbers. This is a team that continues to create a lot of chances, continues to score a lot of goals. If they can figure out the defensive stuff, they'll be a lot better. I actually think I'm going to try them here at plus 450. And, you know, this has as much to do with like kind of a coin flip read for me as anything. And in coin flip reads and MLS, I'm taking the great big price tag for a road dog more often than not. And I'm going to try it here. I know I was pretty bullish on Philly early this season. I still think they do figure things out, but they just do not have a super cohesive attack at the moment. And a lot of that is turning, you know, games that they should be winning into draws. That could absolutely be the case here. If I end up losing a plus 450 ticket on a draw in this kind of a spot, I'm absolutely fine with that. That's how you have to bet this league when you have any kind of a sense that a plus 450 could happen, which I think it could. You know, Luciano Acosta, one of the best playmakers in the league. Cincinnati is a genuinely good attacking side. I think them against this Philly press is going to actually be a pretty fun matchup to watch. So yeah, let's try it. Cincinnati plus 450. Let's ride.
Let's do it. I don't blame you for taking it. The system is road dogs that we like at bad prices. That's what we like in this league. I still believe it is going to come out in our favor more often than not. This is a good spot to take it in. I'm going to play a little more conservative here, but let's get the win. NYCFC versus Colorado is our next game up here, and that one is going to be minus 200 in favor of the Pigeons at home. The Rapids are plus 525 on the road, and the draws are plus 325. There are a lot of good opportunities to play road dogs this week, especially because a lot of home favorites are pretty prohibitive. This is not one of those spots. The Rapids are wildly abysmal on the road. The only team more homebound than them is Charlotte. New York leads the league in home XG. This could get ugly. I'm going to take a simple NYCFC minus one at even money in this game, Taylor.
Full agreement. I think this is absolutely a game where you need to look at the spread numbers because you're not getting anything on the money line. I mean, everything points to NYCFC here. The most home goals in the league. Colorado, the second fewest away goals. You mentioned Colorado's record of just a draw and five losses on the road. The analytics like them a little bit more as a road team. Third best expected goals per 90, goal difference, I should say, per 90 in the Western Conference so far this season. So, you know, maybe eventually one or two of those results shift for them. I don't think that happens at Yankee Stadium in this spot. It's a really, really tough trip for them. Meanwhile, NYC's three straight 1-0 wins, which, you know, you would push on the minus one here. Nine wins and one draw in their last 10. They are really heating up. Everything we say in terms of the praise for LAFC out west, I think we need to be giving similar amounts of praise to NYC, the defending champions, as they try to do it again, which is something we haven't seen in MLS in a long time. The worry for them, of course, is, you know, the Castellanos watch. Is he going to be in a Leeds jersey in a week? Is he going to stay? Like, that is their best player, and there is this kind of assumption that he won't be there once the playoffs roll around. So that's the kind of cloud hovering over NYCFC right now, but that doesn't matter in this spot. They're a much better team than Colorado in a vacuum. They're especially a much better team than them in a home spot here. I love the minus one play. I'm going to do it instead of a minus 1.5 because this is still MLS. And we've seen, you know, we had that nil-nil game at home to Sporting earlier this year that NYC could have won by 3 or 4 goals. I don't think that happens here, but, you know, there are these weird things that can happen in this league a lot more than, say, the English Premier League. So I'm going to allow myself that push protection. The number has moved in the right direction as the week's gone along. It was minus 110 at one point. You can get it at an even price now. And hopefully, if you get that second goal from NYC, you're essentially betting on NYC to win the game at an even price. You're giving yourself a better price in terms of the minus one play. And if it loses, you're still getting the push if they win the game. So, I like all of that. I don't think Colorado is particularly good. I think we will start to see some things catch up to them after them being the kind of, you know, the fortress team there in Commerce City, Colorado. Nashville finally figured them out there in the Rockies. And we'll see with them the rest of the season. They were obviously good last year, very underrated kind of all season last year, snuck up on some people, didn't get it done in the playoffs. I think they're a worse team this year. I would argue not enough kind of individual playmakers to get it done. It's not, you know, the Giassi's artist thing, like they're Giassi fans out there. They're Giassi detractors, but I don't think they have the pieces necessarily to get it done away at NYC. And the minus 200 number isn't good enough. So give me the minus one even money.
There we go. The next game up is going to be Austin versus Montreal. And in this one, I am going Austin all the way here. They are plus 270 as road dogs in this spot. Montreal minus 120 home favorites in the draw 3-1. Montreal has been good at home. 4 wins in their last 5, but they were against Cincy, Orlando, Atlanta, and Vancouver. I think Cincy and Orlando and Atlanta, well, Cincy and Orlando, I think, are good, not great teams. Vancouver, Atlanta, I think, is a meh team, and Vancouver is a bad team. I think Austin is in that great tier. I think LA And you used to argue Philly not so much anymore. LA is definitely in the elite tier. I think Austin is in that tier right below them, but that's still a cut above who Montreal has gotten these wins against. I think Montreal might be in that good tier. They could still be one of those teams, but I think Austin is still a cut above them. I am going to go Austin plus 280 on the road here because they've actually a sharp departure from the last season. They have been good on the road this season.
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, just shout out to Montreal. None of us really saw this coming. Third place team in the Eastern Conference. Austin, there was a little bit more buzz about in preseason, but I don't think anyone expected them to be fourth in the West at this point either. So these are two teams that have had great starts to the season. Big shout outs to them. I know Austin is coming off of a very disappointing 4-1 loss out at the Galaxy. Everything you just said about Montreal, I think is spot on. These are both teams that score a lot of goals. And can often have some defensive question marks as well. I'm not going to go as far to say that they ship goals, but they're not great defensively either. So the first thing that I looked at in this matchup was the over market and the both teams to score market. The problem is both of those are in the minus 180s here. I'm already laying so many minus 150s, minus 160s on over 2.5 this week. Maybe one of those is in a parlay later in the show, Thomas Viola. We'll see. But as far as this game individually, I think the over market is just too prohibitive in terms of those prices. So what am I doing? I'm doing the exact same thing as you, Tom. I am going Austin at plus 280. It's a similar situation where, you know, I don't know how many of these you're going to keep getting with Austin. I understand there are still drubbings in the cards. They actually only have one win in their last five, but it was away at LAFC, about as impressive of a win as you can get. We've seen the absolute ceiling of Austin. We've seen some problems start to pop up as well, mostly at the defensive end, which can be worrying against a really good Montreal attack. But you just outlined it. Some of those teams that Montreal has been beating, not great. I think some of the regression stuff will catch up to them. Austin, in theory, should regress a little bit as well as we talk about the second half of the season. But I think Montreal's kind of drop off is going to be a little bit more dramatic than Austin's. Maybe they still sneak into a playoff spot. Maybe they don't. That's kind of how I'm reading the rest of Montreal's season. When I looked at this game individually, I looked at the teams that have been able to beat Montreal in Montreal this year, Real Salt Lake and Philadelphia Union. They both kind of did it the same way, which is having very little of the ball and creating a lot of chances. RSL had possession in the 30s in their win. Philly had possession in the 40s. That worried me a little bit for Austin as a team with the fourth best possession percentage in the league at 57% a game. It's kind of not how they play. However, when you look at how they played beating LAFC a few weeks ago, Tom, that's exactly how they did it. Possession in the low 40s, took their chances on the break. The blueprint is there. If they can play like they did against LA, not worrying about the ball, letting Montreal kind of tire themselves out, passing into oblivion, they'll be in good shape. And I think they can absolutely pull out the win here with, you know, maybe the most exciting attacking trio in the league this year with Driussi, Fagundes, and Urruti. They've been absolutely incredible, both scoring goals and creating the chances, which you really love to see from your front three or front four. So, yeah, I think Austin is a better team than Montreal. I have more faith in them in the macro to kind of keep this thing going than I do Montreal. If you want to just lay a ton of juice, take an over, take a both teams to score, those plays should be absolute money here. I feel pretty confident about those. But I'm choosing to try to help the units out, Tom. Plus 280, give me Austin.
Let's do it. All right, Taylor, do we want to add one more game on the video slate here?
Yeah, let's add it in.
All right. Well, you asked for it. You got it. Chicago versus DC, my friend. Oh, this one is going to be terrible with a capital TER. Oh, Chicago, minus 108 on the money line as home favorites. DC, plus 270 in the draw, plus 260. And when we recorded this yesterday, I said if I had to pick, I guess Chicago at home. But you know what? You made a compelling case here, and I will let you make it as to why I think you're probably right on take DC with the plus 280.
I just think the value is there. Neither of these teams are particularly good. DC, sixth worst points per game in the league. Chicago, the worst points per game. Probably the worst team. I mean, there's not a lot splitting these teams. DC has one road win. Chicago has one home win all year. I mean, how dreadful is that? One home win. We're getting into close to late June, and that's not a good home record at all. The Shaqiri thing, while it's gotten a little bit better as the season's gone on, has been more often than not a failure. It feels very much like like a 2009 or 2011 kind of MLS move with what's happening with Shaqiri there in Chicago, which, by the way, the Fire have had a few of those over the years. Meanwhile, DC, I mean, at one point it looked like, oh, maybe they're like the Red Bulls. Maybe they just can't win at home, but they're okay on the road. Nah, they're not really okay anywhere. I don't really love either of these teams, but ultimately I think you have to take the DC price more than anything just because of how bad the Chicago Fire are, Tom. This is a fade Chicago. You're getting one of those prices, and this is an MLS strategy that we have, you know, fading really bad teams at a great price. I don't really understand the price here. I have to admit. And that's not a praise for DC. It's just Chicago is that bad. So yeah, give me the close to 3-1 DC price tag.
There you go. And the other thing is yesterday Chicago was +108. Now they're -108. Mm. I feel like the value's pretty gone there.
Sure.
So I will ride with you. I will ride with you on the DC side. But right now, thank you, video users, for riding along with us here for our top games. If you want to hear our breakdown of the rest of the slate, check us out on your podcast platform of your choosing. We're pretty much everywhere you want us to be. We're especially on Apple and Spotify. But guys, for now, thank you so much for watching. Thank you to our sponsor, Bet Rivers. Head on over to BetRivers.com today and sign up for an account. Get in on the action. It has been a pleasure being with you here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And guys, we will see you next week. Good luck this weekend and cash those tickets. All right, Taylor, now that we've said goodbye to our video listeners, it's time to treat our audio viewers to the last round of games here. We've got Dallas versus Vancouver up next on the slate. Dallas -200, Vancouver +550, and the draw +310 here. You know, Dallas suffered their first home loss of the season a few weeks ago before the break, losing 2-1 to Minnesota. But this team's been a reliable point getter at home. Of their five wins, only one was by less than two goals. The Whitecaps give up an average of 2.5 goals a game on the road. Give me the over 2.5 with a Dallas money line for around a +120 play, or go Dallas -1.25 at +125. You can get them on the quarter ball. I don't play a lot of quarter balls, but here's one where I might try and go into the market.
We have the same read here, Tom. I am just going more conservative. You know, I love me some Dallas at home. It's one of my favorite trends of the year is that Dallas score goals at home and they often win at home. In fact, over 1.5 Dallas team goals has hit in 5 of their 7 home games so far this year in MLS. The problem there is that -162, I'm already laying similar juice on a lot of kind of overplays this week. I'm going to choose to avoid it there and instead take Dallas -1 at -109. You're essentially betting the same thing at a much, much better price in this spot. I think Dallas probably wins this game, you know, 3-1, somewhere like that. If you get beat on a spread play, maybe they win the game 2-1, maybe a draw happens, but I feel pretty confident in saying I think the worst case scenario here is kind of a Dallas 2-1 win. And in that case, you would push on a -1 and you're getting a much better price than that -160 thing at 1.5 Dallas team goals. So that's what I'm doing. Dallas -1, -109. They have two of the three top scorers in the league in Jesus Ferreira and Paul Arriola. They've been a really fun attacking side kind of across the board. They're starting to score goals away from home as well, but especially at home, they've been fantastic. Third best home points per game in the league, and Vancouver, one of the worst road teams in the league so far this year, Tom, not a particularly good team in general. So yeah, this is a week where we're trying some of these -1s out. It's a play that I do a lot more often in England than I do in MLS, but as we're starting to figure out who the good teams are and especially who the good teams are at home, I think that -1 play is going to make more and more sense as the summer goes on. So yeah, give me Dallas close to even money at -1. If you wanted to go more aggressive at -1.5, you're going to have a decent shot at hitting that. Although I think if you want to go more aggressive, I probably like Thomas Viola's play a little bit more, trying to tie that together with some over metrics. I'm just going more conservative at -1.
The next game up is Orlando versus Houston. Orlando -129 at home. The Dynamo +320 on the road and the draw +280. I mean, Orlando felt like the play here at -118, at -130, not so much. And I wasn't even really feeling it. I could see this one going under. That's probably where I'm going to lean most heavily here. Under 2.5 at minus 108. I don't see either of these teams really bringing the offense.
I don't hate that. I think that's probably the right read in a vacuum. Orlando, man, I don't know. I think I might be even lower on them than you are. This is a team that's very, very hard to figure out. Their only MLS wins also since mid-April are over Charlotte at home. And we know how bad Charlotte is on the road. They're the worst road team in the league, one of the worst we've seen in years away from home. And then they beat Toronto away, which it's always impressive to win away games, but we know how bad Toronto is. They also got thrashed by Dallas at home 3-1. That's a Dallas team that, in theory, wasn't great on the road necessarily before that game. They've had a lot of these just lay an egg at home situations. And, you know, while some of those have been against teams better than Houston, for example, when they lost 3-0 to the Red Bulls and could have lost 6-0 in that game, probably their worst performance of the year earlier this season. You know, the Red Bulls are better than Houston are, but there's enough of kind of laying an egg potential for me with Orlando that I have to try another road dog in this spot. And in fact, the Houston price keeps moving in the right direction. You mentioned the Orlando price is moving in the wrong direction. So give me Houston plus 330, Tom. I don't like this Houston team very much at all. I really don't like this Orlando team very much either. So I'm going to take a 3-1 price and hope for the best. The one reason why, like, I'm not going to do the under that you mentioned is because of those like 3-0 losses that Orlando occasionally will show up at home. Sometimes things go wrong and it's when it rains, it pours for them. And that might be able to beat an under on its own. Not that I think Houston is good, but I don't know, man. There's a lot of weirdness with Orlando when things go wrong. So that's the only reason I'm not trying an under. I think a lot of the metrics would point to a possible underplay here. I'm going to try Houston at plus 330. Let's get it.
All right. Let's see. That's bold. I can't trust Houston on the road. I just can't do it. So I'm going to be against you there. I'm not going on Orlando. I'm going to stick with my underplay. The next game up, Columbus versus Charlotte, the Crew minus 134 at home, Charlotte plus 380 in the draw, plus 250. Taylor, I really want to take Charlotte here to win their first ever franchise road match. Get their first ever franchise road win. You know what I'm talking about. They've had plenty of losses, haven't found that win as a franchise just yet. They beat New York Red Bulls last week at home, which is impressive because of how good the Red Bulls have been on the road. I just don't know that I can do it. Columbus is 23rd in the league at home. It's not like they're a fortress. This could be the week. I think that I have to do it. I'm taking the Charlotte 4-1 plus 380.
Wow. That was the first thing that caught my eye. You know, eventually they're going to have to do it in theory. If Charlotte is not going to go literally 0 for everything in terms of trying to win road games this year, if they are going to get to one or two road wins on the season, this feels like maybe as good of a spot as any, and you're getting a 4-1 price. So I can kind of understand that. I think Charlotte is absolutely a better team than Columbus in terms of how they play as a group, whether with Miguel Angel Ramirez as the manager or now in the interim era. Columbus is not good. They're 4 wins on the season over Vancouver, Toronto, DC, and Atlanta. Now, maybe the Atlanta game, because it was away and because Columbus historically is not a good road team, not a good road team this year, and Atlanta's a tough place to play, maybe you point to that as an impressive result. But Vancouver, Toronto, and DC, we know are actively bad teams. And that's kind of been the only time that you've had to worry about Columbus screwing up the other side of a betting play this year. So I can understand the logic there. The problem is we still have not seen even a glimpse of Charlotte having success on the road this year. 1 draw, 6 losses on the road, the worst road team in terms of points per game. You know, they're also the second fewest away goals in the Eastern Conference. Columbus, though, 3rd fewest home goals in the East so far this season. I like an under here, Tom. Under 2.5, laying minus 114 juice. 1-1, maybe Columbus wins the game because they've been able to beat bad teams, and Charlotte has been a bad team on the road. I don't think they're a bad team overall necessarily. Could they win a road game eventually? Maybe. Is this maybe the spot to do it? Perhaps. I just ultimately, I don't need to take a side here. I think the under is pretty reliable. So give me the under 2.5, decent price.
All right, the next game up, RSL versus the Earthquakes. Real Salt Lake minus 130 at home. The Quakes plus 310 on the road, and the draw plus 295. Real is unbeaten at home, and the Quakes don't like to play their best on the road. But it's a Quakes game, so the over is in play because, again, it's a Quakes game. Even though they drew 0-0 with Nashville last week, this is their second game on this road trip. I like RSL and the over at the play here. It gets you to plus 160 or so. I'm going to take that. It gets you to plus 150 now. I'm going to take that. Give me RSL and the over. I think they're going to win a goal fest game because that's just how the Quakes like to play, and it's normally the smart bet with this team.
RSL is in third in the Western Conference. They're only 4 points off of the best team in the league, LAFC.
We've slept on them for far too long.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a run that's kind of confounded most people who follow this league. I don't think anyone thought RSL would be terrible this year as the playoff team last season. It's a team that has some elements of a good defensive side. But yeah, they've been quite good, and they've become the best home team in the league. They have some impressive road wins on the year. I mentioned the Montreal game earlier in the show. They've also been doing pretty much all of this without any of their designated players. They had zero DP minutes until just a couple of weeks ago when Jefferson Severino got in for his first minutes of the year. That's really impressive. It's either just a completely misorganized DP situation, or it's a very impressive thing to get it done without those guys out there. Like so much of the league, they've gotten slammed by injuries. But yeah, I think you have to probably take something on RSL here. The problem is the number is moving in the wrong direction. You could have gotten it at like closer to minus 110 earlier in the week. You said it. It's now at minus 130. I still think on that side of minus 150, you try RSL on a true money line play in this spot. San Jose, a really rough road team in MLS this year, 0 wins and 8 tries. I don't think they get it done here against the best home team so far this season in the league. So yeah, I don't love the price. I still look at RSL. I've watched them a couple of times and I kind of wonder how they're doing this, but the fact of the matter is they've been one of the 3 or 4 best teams in MLS so far this season. They play in the tough Western Conference. They've had a tough schedule. And I think ultimately you get San Jose at home. That's a spot. If you're a good team, you find a way to win. So, you know, famous last words, but let's get it on RSL on the money line here.
Absolutely wild story involving this Quakes team, by the way. So one of their best players, Shofis Lopez, hasn't been able to play with the team in several weeks. Have you heard why?
No.
So originally I figured, okay, well, he's leaving the team. He's going with Almeida to Greece. That's not the case. He is trapped in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Because he apparently was robbed, and they took everything, including his passport. And so he hasn't been able to sort it all out and get his visa and get back.
Good God. That is a very interesting situation. So he's not like currently like kidnapped, correct? He's a free man, but he just doesn't have papers. Is that the issue?
Yeah. He's working on sorting it all out. He is okay. Wow. And we're glad that everyone involved is okay. But that is what's going on right now for someone who will bring an extra stick of dynamite to an already very exciting Quakes attack.
Yeah, absolutely. I did want to defer to you on the Quakes corner of the program on if you think like there is the over market or both teams to score market to be had here, just knowing what San Jose can do. God. But I guess away from home, maybe not as reliable in terms of the scoring stuff.
I mean, I'm playing. My problem is the over is minus 165. Yeah. So the both teams to score market is also at minus 165. You can take a BTTS, probably wise to do so instead of the over because you only need 2 goals.
Yeah.
So I'd probably go in that direction over the over now that you bring it up here. But
fair enough. Yeah. I just have so many of those this week, right? Like I'm already laying so much juice on those that I'll diversify my portfolio a little bit with an RSL money line try. Yeah.
The advantage of the over though is that you don't need a Quakes offense that sometimes doesn't show up on the road to do anything for you because their defense is more than capable of giving up 3 goals.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think all of those markets are probably fairly reliable, but like you say, the minus prices are where they're at for a reason.
Yep. The next game up from the Quakes corner to the Atlanta corner, Atlanta United takes on Inter Miami as minus 210 home favorites. Miami plus 510 on the road. I don't know if there's a single looking back up this week. There is not a single road favorite this week in MLS.
Wow. We love MLS pricing, baby.
Yep. But Atlanta, Inter Miami, they are 5-1 dogs, and +350 is the draw price here. And Taylor, I don't have any read on this Atlanta team because of all the injuries, because of everything that's gone on with them. I don't have much of a read on Miami either. I'm going to defer to you on this one. What is your Atlanta play?
Champions of insurance. We know what we are. Atlanta winning a friendly cup that they created themselves, the American Family Insurance Cup in midweek, beating Pachuca 3-2. It's basically like winning CONCACAF Champions League. So this team is in full buzz after a glorified friendly win over a Liga MX side here coming into this game. The reality for Atlanta is, look, this is still a team that can create a lot. You love them in terms of the key passes numbers, in terms of the chances created numbers, in terms of the goals themselves. You absolutely hate them on the other side. It's actually pretty simple. It's a team that can score and a team that absolutely ships goals at this point. There were defensive problems for Atlanta before Brad Guzan got hurt, before Miles Robinson got hurt, before Ozzy Alonso got hurt, which was basically before anything. But so many important defensively minded players for this team are now out of the equation. So I think you have to looking at the over mark just every time when Atlanta United is involved. In fact, over 2.5 has hit in 12 of Atlanta's 15 games this year, Tom. It's been an extremely reliable number. The both teams to score plays have been reliable as well. Those have hit in 6 games in a row for Atlanta, but a little bit less reliable for Miami. Both teams to score has only hit in 2 of the last 6 for them. So I'm going to go simple again. I'm laying juice, but I like the over 2.5 here a lot, laying -162. Atlanta's trying to figure some things out defensively. The keeper situation is a mess. They may be in the market to try to buy a new one. Although 20-year-old Rocco Rios Novos actually looked pretty good in the friendly against Pachuca in the midweek. So maybe that's the answer to try to solve some of the things. It may not matter with the amount of shots that this back line gives up though, every game. I think especially when Atlanta is at home, you feel pretty good that they're going to score 2 or 3 goals. And pretty much when they play anywhere, you feel pretty good they're not going to get a clean sheet. So I think you get help from both sides on this one. I understand that laying -160s on these plays is not super sexy depending on how you like to bet. But I really love the over 2.5. It's one of my favorite locks of the week, Tom.
All right, there we go. The over 2.5 is the play in Atlanta. 2 more games on the slate. New England Revolution versus Minnesota United, -175 are the Revs at home. Minnesota +380 in the draw, +340 here. You know, maybe I'm playing too much into this narrative. Maybe it's not right. But the Revs should be awfully tired. 3 games in 8 days. I don't hate Minnesota at 4-1 on the road here. Like, it's not that bad of a price to be taking on this team given given the fact that they're playing a team that is going to be exhausted. Everybody else has been on a break and been pretty well rested, and this Revolution team's had to play 3 games. So it's going to be a little tough for them, and I think that at 4-1, the price is right for maybe Minnesota to take advantage here, especially when they've already won 2 of the 3, so they might actually rotate this squad out a little bit and give some people a break.
Yeah, we have full agreement on trying to take the Minnesota number. One thing I don't love is how quickly it's moving in the wrong direction. You could have gotten them closer to +450 earlier this week, but I still like the spot a lot. Minnesota actually not as bad away from home as the kind of stereotype would seem to indicate. Actually the 6th best away team in the Western Conference, so kind of upper mid-table in that sense when they go away from home. In fact, maybe their 2 best results of the year actually did come away. Their 1-0 win at the Red Bulls and their 2-1 win at Dallas. 2 pretty good teams, tough teams to beat. You know, Minnesota's kind of got the hockey team profile where they take their chances. They don't create too many of them, but they score the ones that they do. Both of those games I just mentioned, they got completely out XG'd, but they still figured it out. And a lot of that has to do with their keeper, Dane St. Clair, who might just be the best keeper in the league, averaging more than 4 saves a game. Only Bono and Toronto had better before getting hurt. And that was kind of the byproduct of how many shots he faces there. Only Andre Blake has a better save percentage also than Dane St. Clair. Blake has 80%, St. Clair at 79%. So they kind of do follow that model of like keeper stands on his head and they score the chances that they get. That's a pretty good formula against the New England team, I think, is bang average. You know, post Buxa, post Matt Turner? What are they going to be? Carlos Gil has actually been one of the better playmakers in the league. They've scored some nice goals as a team as well. Would not be shocked to lose this on a draw necessarily. But I think both of these teams have pretty similar profiles. When that happens, you take the big old juicy price at plus 400. In this case, it's now moved to plus 380. But I really like Minnesota a lot. I think the price is off. Anything on the on that side of plus 300, I think you absolutely try Minnesota in this spot.
Yeah, I'm with you. The price is just too far off for me not to take a chance. Look, some of these road dogs have to win. Not every home team is winning. And that means that you are going to see someone cash. At the very minimum, we will see a 2-to-1 ticket cash this week. That is going
to He's confident, folks. He's confident.
Statistically,
it would be almost impossible not to happen, right?
Yeah, your other option is every home team wins this week. I don't think that's happening, although why not put all that in a parlay then? But a 2-to-1 ticket or greater is going to cash this week. That is just a fact. We have to figure out which one it is.
Clip it out. Get the audio ready. Make them look like a fool, folks. Here we go.
Honestly, I might have to cover my bases and take a 10-team, 11-team parlay of all the home favorites.
Sure, why not?
Last game up, Nashville versus Sporting Kansas City, and I am going to round it out with a home favorite here because Nashville minus 152 is my pick in this game. SKC plus 430 on the money line and the draw plus 265. Sporting is winless on the road this season, and I'm comfortable continuing to fade them in a lost, injury-plagued season.
I fully agree. It's a Sporting team that will, it looks like, end up being a contender for one of the worst teams in the league. Meanwhile, Nashville, after playing a million games on the road, waiting for their stadium to be ready, finally get some home action, and I really like them. You might say, well, hey, you didn't take the Galaxy at minus 150 earlier, and you're taking Nashville at the same price. I feel a little bit better about Nashville, actually, overall. Believe it or not, I think they do figure some things out as the season goes on. They've actually had the toughest schedule so far this season, and they've played much of that out on the road. So in theory, as they finally start to get some of these, you know, Sporting KC at home kind of situations, I fully expect them to take advantage of it. I really loved what I saw from them going into the Vortex in Colorado and getting that 3-goal performance a few weeks ago. This is a good Nashville team. I don't know if they're a great team, but they're a good team. I feel confident enough fading Sporting as well to lay a minus 152 price. So give me Nashville here as well, Tom. Full agreement.
There we go. All right, Taylor, that is going to do it for us as far as games. But why don't you give us that over parlay that you've been cooking up?
All right, so we got four games involved here. All of them just a standard over 2.5. All of them are juiced. But I figured, you know, I like all of these plays. Why not just pair them together? So Sounders, LAFC, Red Bulls, Toronto FC, Atlanta and Inter Miami, and Montreal and Austin. All four of those games, you put them together at over 2.5 in each of them, comes out to plus 579 using our fantastic Bet Rivers parlay calculator. That's close to 6-to-1 value for plays that I feel pretty confident about. You know, 2.5 is a very conservative number in Major League Soccer. Overs hit on that all the time. You feel pretty good about taking it. Things get hairier when you're trying, you know, the same game parlays and a plus two, you know, over 2.75, over three. You don't have to worry about any of that kind of gray area stuff here. It's just standard over 2.5s, 4-game parlay, and you're getting close to 6-to-1 at plus 579. So that's my parlay of the week, Tom.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is pretty much going to do it. I don't have a parlay of the week, but my favorite bet is going to be, I'm stealing yours, that over 2.5 at minus 148 in Seattle versus LA. Very shocked if this game finishes with under 3 goals in it, which means it's finishing 0-0 now that I've said it. But guys, that is going to do it for us here. It has been a pleasure. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And of course, hit us with that 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choosing. We really appreciate it. You can find Taylor on the Twitter sphere at ATLTWill with 1L. I'm at TV at work. We're tweeting about soccer all day long. Please come by. Tell us how you like the show. We would love to have you in our little community here. And don't forget, head on over to betrivers.com, sign up for an account, and get in on the action today. Use the code 250MATCH for up to 100% deposit, for 100% deposit match up to $250 on your first deposit with BetRivers. And guys, follow Bet Rivers on Twitter at Bet Rivers and the BRN Podcast Network at BRN Podcasts. It has been a pleasure. Let's cash those tickets and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.